News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning. I'm Chris Conley with a web news update from WSAU, AM and FM, and WSAU.com. The Wausau School Board is walking back its policy changes involving holiday concerts and music. Board member Pat McGee says the board has clearly heard from more than 500 people. He says the way this situation developed was embarrassing.
Even though I, as a board member, did not necessarily know about anything, I still feel accountability, and I was embarrassed.
School board members say policy changes should be discussed at the board and not the staff level. There is an agreement in place involving the Wausau West Master Singers, although the specifics have not yet been released. And the future of holiday concerts will be left up to individual school principals, not school district policy. Rabbi Dan Danson says he has a few letters from students who felt uncomfortable with some music selections. He says there is no doubt that Wausau West and music director Phil Book have a top-notch program. He says there is still an issue with some song selections.
I want to distinguish between the historical canon. So if you're doing Bach or you're doing Mozart, whatever, that's not the issue. The issue is when they're doing modern devotional music. That's where they feel intensely uncomfortable.
Several of the speakers from the community said the district should recognize the significance of choral music instructor Phil Book, wanted the school to give him an apology. Board member Pat McGee said that he personally believes an apology is appropriate.
There were several requests tonight that an apology be issued to Mr. Book. I can only speak for myself as a single board member, and frankly I'm speaking as a parent and a community member more so, but I extend my apologies to Mr. Book for what he has gone through in the last 7 days.
The school board says it'll follow up on this issue at their next regular meeting, which is coming up Monday. The Rib Mountain Wendy's is a total loss. An overnight fire there that started around 11 o'clock. Three departments responded. Flames were shooting out of the roof. No one was injured. Everyone was evacuated safely. Also, a minor fire on the roof at a Stevens Point construction site at the old Centerpoint Marketplace Mall. This is because of welding material that caught on fire. The old mall is being turned into the new home for Mid-State Technical College. This minor fire will not delay the school's opening in early 2014. Well, at least they are talking. Republican leaders from the House met with President Obama for about 90 minutes. Staff members have continued talks into the night on raising the debt ceiling. There is no agreement in place yet.
Signs of progress between the president and House Republicans.
We had a very useful meeting. It was clarifying, I think, for both sides as to where we are.
House GOP leader Eric Cantor last night after a meeting between top Republicans and President Obama. House Republicans pitching a debt limit increase for 6 weeks in exchange for talks on ending the government shutdown and reducing the deficit. Democrats also want government fully reopened before any budget negotiations. And with time running out before the debt limit deadline, the iconic Ohio clock just off the Senate floor has stopped ticking. Staff charged with winding it furloughed during the shutdown. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News Radio.
Signs of progress was all Wall Street needed to hear. Stocks were sharply higher yesterday.
Rally on Wall Street. Investors cheering signs of progress in Washington on a temporary deal to raise the debt ceiling. The Dow added 323 points, or 2%, closing above 15,000 for the first time in 4 days. The Nasdaq added 2.25%, and the S&P 500 added 2.2%, with only 11 stocks out of the 500 that make up that index lower. And names like Best Buy, Southwest Airlines, Wynn Resorts, and Time Warner Cable rallied to new highs. Lots of money sitting on the sidelines over the past few days poured back into the stock market, and a measure that shows investor anxiety fell a sharp 16%. On the floor of the New York Stock Exchange, I'm Lauren Simonetti, Fox News Radio.
Earlier this morning, the winners of the Nobel Peace Prize announced, and the honor goes to the group that's heading up chemical weapons inspections in Syria.
The prize going to the Global Chemical Weapons Watchdog, the organization for the prohibition of chemical weapons, based in the Netherlands.
By means of the present award to OPCW, the committee is seeking to contribute to the elimination of chemical weapons.
The Nobel Committee recognizing this group's work since 1997, but the prize also comes at a time when the OPCW is in the thick of a major conflict. It's just started work overseeing the destruction of Syria's chemical weapons stockpile. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News Radio.
Time for our Newsline 9 forecast for central Wisconsin. Here's meteorologist Justin Lowe.
Breezy and mild for today. Once again, temperatures well above normal, a high of 71. We'll have gradually increasing clouds, and eventually tonight, those clouds could produce a couple of light showers, low down to 46. Then for tomorrow, maybe a shower or two early in the morning. By midday, it should be partly cloudy. Pretty nice in the afternoon on Saturday, a high of 66. On Sunday, sunny and seasonal, a high of 59. I'm Newsline 9 meteorologist Justin Lowe on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Typical fall-like weather to start this morning around central Wisconsin. If you're looking for the hour-by-hour temperatures and the six-day forecast, it's available anytime at wsau.com/weather. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.